The Charter Street power plant, not far from Camp Randall Stadium, burns coal to produce steam for heating and cooling the UW-Madison campus. The Sierra Club says the UW and state have violated the Federal Clean Air Act by modifying the plant in recent years without proper permits and without installing modern pollution controls. Sierra Club attorney Bruce Nillis says the violations are noteworthy.
This is significant for two reasons. One is that many of us here in Madison learned about global warming because we attended the University of Wisconsin and learned from some of the finest researchers in the world about the problem of global warming, and yet the university isn't practicing what it preaches and refuses to address its global warming pollution. Secondly, it's significant because it's a situation where the state in this case, the university, isn't complying with the same rules that apply to everybody else.
So the Sierra Club has filed a federal lawsuit asking a court to compel the UW to clean up the 53-year-old plant. The university has said for months that it's looking at ways to cut pollution at the Charter Street facility. A UW spokesperson said today that lawyers haven't had a chance to analyze the environmental group's claims. But to the best of its knowledge, the UW operates the plant in accordance with all applicable legal requirements. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.